All right, in an instant, an auto accident can put you in the worst financial position of your life. It's an absolute must. You got to hire the right lawyer. You're going to make sure that your insurance companies pay you what you are owed. Injury attorney David Femininio and his team, they are exactly who you need to call. They have been making insurance companies pay for over 30 years. They're going to help you with your case as well. David is ready to speak to you personally. Right now, 855-65-CRASH. That's 855-65-CRASH, or you simply go to the website, getdavidgetpaid.com. So we're just getting started. Little Lions to begin. Carry on back at practice. Don't know why. Stafford not on the IR. Don't know why. Fear you're going to see him. Don't understand why. And really, I want to understand in your mind as a fan, if you want Patricia and Quinn gone, isn't the decision already made? If you want them to stay, isn't the decision already made? What could they possibly do in the next 28 days that would make you want to change your mind? I just don't think there's anything, quite frankly. 248-539-9797. Good football town. Sully. Oh, I don't give a damn. I'll move on. I just feel like we haven't done a service for the NFL fans because we've been so heavy with college, because that's been the primo topic. Yep. With Harbaugh, D'Antonio. Lion fans don't want to rap. We don't have to talk. I'll move on.
Well,
I mean, they're a pile of dog crap anyways as a franchise, so it doesn't matter to me. Go ahead.
I'll take it a step further, though, too. It's the first time in my life where I just, you know what, man? I just want the Lions to lose this year. I just want them to lose out. I honestly didn't feel this way under Caldwell even. I didn't feel this way under Schwartz.
You were a Caldwell guy, though. That's not fair.
Schwartz, just name it. Anyway.
You loved Caldwell.
No, I didn't love him, but...
True or false, you had a picture with him on the field.
I did have a picture with him, yeah.
There, you
love
that.
I would trade him for Patricia right now.
You love that, man.
But my point is, I want them to lose for two reasons. One, I just want Patricia and Quinn to be gone, and I don't think that Martha and ownership really is going to do that unless it just even goes even more sideways.
Right.
And secondly, they have the sixth pick in the draft if the season ended today. Lose a few more games, try and even get a higher pick than that, and all of a sudden we're going to be talking about the Lions having an absolute top pick in the draft. I would really want that.
Okay.
I just don't think that this franchise right now is in any position to win anything, in any position to do anything. And I don't care about Glover Quinn today, and I don't care about Billingsley and
am I wrong? And I'm not blaming anybody for doing it. I understand why shows are doing it. I just didn't think Quinn said much of anything. It was 1,000 words to say nothing. Well, they're not in a good spot right now. Well, I don't know if the love for Patricia's there. Well, really? You're kidding. They have 3 wins. Glover, come on. Like, I get it. I just wasn't moved by it. It's the same thing as the Billingsley stuff. I don't think there's a big to-do about it. I just don't. And look, these two issues, it's not like there's some big controversy. I'm bringing the fact that Kerryon's at practice, and I'm bringing the fact that your coach is not IRing Matthew Stafford for some mystic reason. I think that's very concerning if I'm a fan. If either of those guys come back and suffer an injury, or if you win a couple meaningless games, I think it's all negative.
How does it help?
I would love to hear from somebody, but I don't think this team has fans anymore. Go ahead, David. Please offer something. I mean, I don't want to, you know, it can't be Steelers conversation.
No, they have fans. It's just, it's kind of like what I told you before the show. A lot of people, I get it, weren't optimistic about this season. I thought that the Lions before the season were being absolutely undervalued and people were just hating on them. But I never thought the season would go like this. I never thought it would be quite this bad. Stafford injury aside, I mean, this team's just terrible right now.
Yeah, but see, I don't want to hear about Stafford injury. They didn't lose Thanksgiving Day because of the offense. They lost because of the defense. They didn't lose to the Bears the first time around. They gave up 3 touchdown passes to Trubisky. Blau and Driscoll, you know, there were games they could have won there. There are plenty of teams who have used backup quarterbacks who have superior records to this team. I don't want to hear about that. And of course no one expected it to be this bad. That's why both gentlemen should lose their job. Here, I don't give a damn. I'll go to the one person who wants to talk about it. I'll move on. Screw this team. Kevin, go ahead.
Yeah, hey, Mike. Great show. I don't think Martha's going to get rid of him. I think she settled in on these guys, and they're making Kerryon feel good. They're going to make Matthews feel good. And I think we're making a mistake by assuming that even if they go up above the 6th draft, they're going to draft somebody that's really going to help the team. and not have somebody like a T.J. Hockenson on the other side of the offensive field.
Oh, Kevin, listen, you know my thoughts on it. I don't think you can get rid of one and keep the other. I'm not trusting Bob Quinn to use a top five draft pick. And frankly, I would be given great pause based on three of the four picks looking useless right now. I mean, Taylor Decker is not someone I'm giving a contract to. Jared Davis is not someone I'm giving a contract to. And look, Hockenson may turn into a great player, but he was a waste in year one. That's three of the four first-round picks. I'm not interested in giving you any more leeway.
I don't disagree. I just don't know if Martha's got an inner to take him out now. And again,
the person you need to become familiar with is Sheila Ford Hamp. Sheila has a major voice in this organization right now, and in fact may be the one who ultimately gets to make the call. So, hey, look, Kev, I don't care who's running this thing. It could be Martha, it could be Sheila, it could be the King of the Smurfs, it could be Sully. It doesn't matter. They have to make a series of decisions here that are going to greatly impact this franchise and what's left of this fan base. So, again, I ask you, why is Kerryon Johnson at practice? Why is Matthew Stafford not on the IR? If you're bringing them back, Patricia and Quinn, then you don't need to risk your assets anyways.
And how laughable is that? That, oh, what? So they're going to, Quinn and Patricia, they're going to try to win a couple more games this year just to save their jobs?
No, but
haven't we already seen what we need to see?
But my point is, that gentleman called in and said he believes they're coming back. Fine, then why am I playing Stafford and Kerryon?
Start planning for the future. Yep.
You got to look towards 2020. And again, I always talk about this with other franchises, namely the Pistons, who have no self-awareness. None. You got to understand where you are and where you're going. What is my place in the league? Now, when you get blinded by these artificial goals like the playoff push starts now, you're not doing right by your organization. Go back to last year. Guys, you're not beating anyone in the playoffs, and you're not going to do anything other than make a 7 or 8 seed. You're going to dine on the bullet. I wanted Blake or Andre traded by the deadline last year. True or false, your franchise would be in a better place right now had you done what I had asked for. I have self-awareness of what this team is, where their place in the league is. Fast forward a year later, Blake looks nothing like he looked last year. He looks hobbled. He's struggling. He's giving you everything he's got. You're what, 6-13? 7-13? Going nowhere. Probably can't get anything close to what you got for Blake last year, what you could have gotten. Mike, the Lions have to be self-aware. We're not going to purposely try to lose. That's not what I'm asking them to do. We have 4 games to go. We're going to play a bunch of young kids. We got to evaluate whether they get to stay or not next year. We know Matthew's here. We know Kerryon's here. We don't need to see them on the field. And if you know you're bringing your staff back, or if you know you're firing them, then playing Kerryon and Stafford plays no role anyways. It's inexplicable to bring back either of these assets for meaningless December games.
Then why would they be doing it?
Because I think the Lions as an organization are the equivalent of dog diarrhea.
No, and
you can't.
No one disagrees with
dog
that.
Diarrhea. You don't want to be near. You can't pick it up. It's not redeemable. As an organization, they have never conducted themselves in a first-class manner, and they have never had good self-awareness. Being aware of who they are, what they're perceived to be, and how to get out of it. That's why I gave you the soliloquy on self-awareness. The most important thing a team can have is self-awareness. Our teams locally are horrifically unaware of their positions. And finally, only the Tigers admitted a full rebuild was necessary. And they have the wrong guy doing it and questionable ownership, but they're at least aware we're in a full rebuild. The Red Wings for years were blissfully unaware. No. Playoff streak. We're pushing. We're good. Well, we're good. Why do you think it looks so bad right now? Because they kicked the can so far down the road, they're in complete disrepair. So it's the same thing that's going to happen to the Pistons. And the Lions, forget it. If you stay with this, and I'm of the opinion that Patricia and Quinn are destroying this organization. If you stay with this, it's only going to make it worse the longer you stay with it. And if you think that, hey, we need to get a couple of wins here. We need to show fans we care. And instead of picking fourth, you're picking 11th. Mike, you're hurting yourself. Be self-aware. Be aware of what the costs are here.
But is it more of those two not being self-aware, or is the only reasonable, and when I say reasonable, even though this is might not be the right decision, but is the only reasonable explanation for this whole Stafford, carry on, we need to tack a few more wins, is the only reasonable explanation ownership giving the edict, you are to go try win a few more games?
That would be the only one. Remember, right. It's like when I talk about people at this place who aren't good at their job. I don't blame the people. I blame their bosses. You empower these people to be bad at their job.
See, here's the thing.
Like that's the deal.
But I think you all are, I think everyone's looking at
what
this.
What do you mean you all?
Everyone.
We're sitting right
you
here.
You two and the fans are looking at this the wrong way. You all think that they're smart.
He's doing the you all thing
you
again.
You all think that Quinn and Patricia are this smart to say we want to win. No. They're dumb. They're dumb. Because this is how they're looking at this. Stop, Sully.
He just told you to shut up.
Kerryon Johnson didn't finish his rookie season, correct?
Right, correct.
And he's already hurt now.
Correct.
They're looking at this saying, you know what? We want to give you an opportunity to finish a season on your own terms. In reality, though, they might win a game that they shouldn't win. They're not thinking about wins and losses. They're thinking about making him finish the season on his own terms. They're not smart enough to think of winning losses.
Yeah, but this isn't a movie.
No.
I don't care about his terms.
But that's why I said it's dumb. They're not smart enough to think, we need to lose. No, they're thinking, you know what, Kerryon? Finish the season on your own terms.
And ownership. Ownership certainly has never shown a sharp mind for rebuilding or doing what's right.
Exactly. You got David Tepper out there. People don't like the video. People don't like what he said, but he released an interview video on their Twitter page, on their website, about why he decided to fire Ron Rivera. Do you hear ownership here giving anything? That's the problem. Everybody is dumb, okay? They're not thinking. They're not.
I think saying someone's not thinking is different than dumb. Let's go with that.
Right, disagree. I think Patricia and Quinn are smarter than this. All jokes aside about how we are not happy with those two guys, I think they're smarter than this whole, we got to bring these guys back because we got to get a few more wins this year, and it's important to finish the season
strong.
They know next year that they want to be in a better position with the draft. That tells me. This is ownership saying you are to get these guys back on the field. You are to win more games this year. There is no – there's absolutely no way you guys are not bringing Stafford back if he's
healthy. Then you know what? Then we're screwed. Then ownership has no clue what they're doing. Again, whether it's Martha, Sheila, whether it's the Cookie Monster, whatever. Then that's the whole point. No owner worth their salt would be demanding high-priced assets play the final few games when it could destroy the potential to land Chase Young. You want me to say it? I'll say it. You could potentially destroy your ability to draft a generational, transformational talent at your biggest position of need. You want to go there, we'll go there. I'm not doing the mock draft stuff. But if I am the Lions, I'm gonna put a team out on the field that's not capable of winning. I don't care. I'll say it. Because I want to do everything in my power to try to get Chase Young. 97-1.
T-Mobile has invested billions to light up America's largest 5G network from big cities to small towns, including right here in yours. And great coverage is just the beginning. Right now, families and small businesses can save up to 20% versus AT&T and Verizon when they switch. Visit your local T-Mobile store today.
Plan savings with 3 lines of T-Mobile Essentials versus comparable available plans. Plan features and taxes and fees may vary.